Welcome to Reflections on Monday, a Femi Luther Agbegunde's media platform. This podcast has been prepared to steer your hearts in the right direction. Femi believes that wisdom is the principal thing. Hence, he enjoins you to get understanding. Happy listening.
Hello, thank you for continually joining me on this podcast. I really want to appreciate you for all the downloads you've done so far. In this particular podcast, I want to share with us a vital information. I've titled this podcast, The Nation That Kills Its People. The Nation That Kills Its People. Now, let me ask you a question. When you hear that particular topic, The Nation That Kills Its People, what comes to your mind? I strongly believe one of the thoughts is a war. Another thought that comes to your mind could be Boko Haram, could be ISIS. Another thought that could come to your mind could be the war in Iraq or Syria or Somalia. It could also be the American army, or you're thinking of Afghanistan. But the truth remains, none of these nations kill like the nation I want to talk to you about. Experts have said the 40% of a population experienced loss due to this nation. That's huge. Imagine 40% of Nigerians. Imagine 40% of Americans. As a result of this nation, America overpaid $473 million in taxes as a result of rushing and creating costly errors. This statistic was found in the year 2000. This particular nation has 7 billion people, has no industry. This particular nation exports denial, guilt, justification. There are several states in this particular nation. One of the states is snack sector. Another one is Southside. Another one is Dodo District. Another one is Game Zone. Another one is range of excuses. Another one is Napland. And the last state in this nation is solitaire. Beloved, I want to talk to you in this very podcast on a particular topic, procrastination. Procrastination is a nation that has destroyed many people. It has destroyed many people. Its statistics, according to Professor Pearl Steele of the University of Calgary, he said that a study based on 10 years of research shows that procrastination among Americans is on the rise and is making people poorer, fatter, and unhappier. And it gave a particular rise in 1978. 5% of Americans were known to procrastinate. But at the year 2002, it has risen to about 26%. This is very staggering. I want to say to us in this particular podcast that delay always leads to decay. Delay always leads to decay. Procrastination remains the thief of time. Procrastination is a thief. It continually robs you of those wonderful rewarding words. Job well done. Procrastination steals your confidence. It steals your integrity. It steals your peace. Victims of procrastination. Let me just share you some stories from history. Are you familiar with the name Elisha Gray? I guess you never heard that before. But I'm sure you've heard of Alexander Graham Bell. Of course you have. The man we believe invented the telephone. Well, history tells us that Elisha Gray was a Chicago electrician. He filed a patent application for the telephone 2 hours after Alexander Graham Bell did, and a small delay of only 2 hours caused Elisha Gray fame and an enormous fortune. That is huge too. That is huge. Other victims of procrastination. Let's go a little while into the Bible. The first one I want to share with you is the five foolish virgins. The five foolish virgins missed the arrival of their groom for one reason. They procrastinated getting more oil for their lamp. And because of that, they lost out. Another one is Pharaoh, King Pharaoh. King Pharaoh also At a point, had an encounter with Moses where there were a lot of frogs in the land of Egypt. And Moses asked him a simple question. When do you want this frog off your face? And Pharaoh told Moses, he says, tomorrow. He procrastinated the stay of frogs in the whole of Egypt. To procrastinate means to postpone or put off needlessly when an action is needed. Solomon tells us that a sluggard who has a lifestyle of procrastinating does not plow in season. So at harvest time, he will look, but he will not find. Procrastination is an habit of delaying what needs to be done, which results in both inner and outer repercussion. The inner repercussion ranges from feelings of somewhat discouraged, dejected, to experiencing severe distress and despair. Outer repercussion ranges from missed deadlines, missed appointments, to lost employment, and also to lose or loss of relationships. I want to tell you, my dear friends, that procrastination is an act and it's also an habit of delaying things that needs to be done. Procrastination means avoiding doing things that need to be done or leaving things undone as long as possible. Procrastination is a bad habit of putting until the day after tomorrow what should have been done the day before yesterday. That's in the words of Napoleon Hill. Procrastination is a little voice in the back of your mind. It always tells you, you will do it later. I'm too comfortable doing nothing important. Get to it when it is absolutely too late. Everything you want in life is outside your comfort zone, beloved. Never forget that. Procrastination is an opportunity's assassin. Procrastination assassins your opportunity. It steals your dreams. It steals your dreams. It steals your dreams. Why do people procrastinate? Why do people put things off to tomorrow? Because they don't feel like it. Because they're not sure what to do. Because they believe there's no time. Because they believe it's just not important. Can I tell you things that procrastination will cost you? Number one, procrastination takes a problem and it makes it a crisis. When you don't treat issues now, a little problem becomes a crisis in life. Number two, procrastination will cost you opportunities. You will miss opportunities if you keep procrastinating. Procrastination also will hurt people. When people know you to be someone who never lives by his commitment, they will always avoid you. It will hurt their emotions and many of them will leave you. Procrastination causes problems with our network. When you have a relationship with people and you are marked as someone that can never keep to an appointment, that can never meet up with a deadline, it will affect your network. And remember, your network is your net worth. Procrastination also causes an unproductive life. When someone is not productive, the truth remains that the person is also a procrastinator. And as long as you keep procrastinating, you cannot be productive. Let me also show us quickly, why do people procrastinate? Number one, indecision. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you are indecisive, you will end up procrastinating. Number two, perfectionism. When someone always waits for a perfect condition, he will never get anything done. Number three, fear. Many of us are afraid. We're timid. And timidity is a breeding ground for procrastination. Number four, anger. When a man gets angry, he kind of withhold giving himself to a particular task. Number five, I call it laziness. A lazy man will always procrastinate. Some procrastinate because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. They don't know why they should do it. They don't like doing it. They think somebody else is going to do it. And some people are highly forgetful. That is another reason why people procrastinate. I want us to just share briefly two types of procrastinators. There are unintentional procrastinators and there are also intentional procrastinators. An unintentional procrastinator is someone who doesn't want or intend to procrastinate but end up finding himself procrastinating because he does not understand some certain things. While an intentional procrastinator deliberately makes up his mind to procrastinate. Let me run you through the mind of a procrastinator. What is in the mind of a procrastinator? When you procrastinate, you're saying one of two things to yourself. It is easier to avoid these than to face it. And that is wrong. The other one is this. It will be easier to handle this tomorrow or later. And that is also wrong. That is what runs through the mind of those that procrastinate. I want to end this podcast by telling you ways you can assassinate procrastination. The first one is to admit delaying. Anytime you find yourself dragging your feet, dilly-dallying, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge, I'm delaying. And when you acknowledge you've delayed, acknowledge